This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
This is a momentous day for America, for the United States Constitution, and for the fair and impartial rule of law.
President Donald Trump, of course, last night, just prior to a moment that he and his Republican colleagues had been waiting for at a ceremony on the White House grounds. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is now Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, as AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Newly confirmed and soon to be Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney took the first of two oaths of office Monday evening at a White House ceremony shortly after her Senate confirmation. Barrett, the 48-year-old mother of seven, says her loyalty is to the Constitution.
I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and my own preferences.
The former Notre Dame law professor and federal appeals court judge will second oath from Chief Justice John Roberts in a private ceremony at the Supreme Court Tuesday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Just a couple of days ago, it was White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows who claimed that the COVID-19 virus now could not be controlled. Of course, the outcry in this political season was rapid and near overpowering, and now the World Health Organization's Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is joining in the political fray.
Although we agree with the Chief of Staff that controlling the protecting the vulnerable is important, but giving up on control is dangerous.
He went on to elaborate on shared responsibility.
Government's responsibility, but it's also the business of each and every individual. So nobody should give up on this. Government should do its share, and our citizens should do their share.